This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got hit in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, before we officially begin hour two, I know we're sort of already into it, but I'm just going to be unofficial about it first. I have a special message for all of our listeners north of the border. For all of our Canadian listeners right now, special message from the USA hockey team.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Sorry. Yeah, I had to do it.
Yes.
Man,
oh
man.
I watched that game. I did,
yes. You saw it, yeah. I DVR'd it, and unfortunately the DVR didn't run out of space, but it figured the game had to be over because it went into like double overtime, and it stopped like with a minute 30 seconds left to play in the second overtime before the sudden death shootout. Yeah. So I'm like watching on the edge of my seat. What happened?
Oh, I know. That's horrible. Yes, it went into overtime. They tied it up 2-2, went into overtime. Nobody scored, so they went into
the
shootout.
Even with a power play. At the end, the Canadians had a power play, and they didn't score, and it went into the shootout.
They did the shootout where they go to four on four, and it was great. It was awesome.
The shootout. And I'm sorry for our Canadian brothers and sisters.
We love our Canadians.
They won the last four.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, and they beat the USA last Olympics, but... Mm-hmm. You know, there was something controversial. I caught this, and then I noticed it in the news that the Canadian hockey team was very, very disappointed.
Yeah.
And so when they were giving out the medals in the medal ceremony, they went by and they were putting like silver medals right on the Canadian team, and they put a silver medal on one of the players, and as soon as they put the medal on, the player jerked it off.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
Doesn't look like great sportsmanship.
That wasn't very cool, but...
Yeah. But I get it. I mean, they're passionate. But between the U.S. and Canada, the two best teams in the world in women's hockey. And, you know, listen, Canada, you've got their number in the Olympics since 1998 until this year. But U.S. has been beating them bad recent years. So, anyway, it was great. And, like, if Canada won today, I'd still be going, great, Canada. I would have played that for the USA team. What are you looking at, you hockey puck? Because... It was a phenomenal competition, and I think that's what's cool about the Olympics, when you can actually see, hey, they're competing at the highest level, and you get to enjoy that. And I did, although I didn't get to see it the way I wanted to, but I ended up watching the shootout, and there were some amazing. Two of the shots were like, I don't know how they control the puck that way.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. So, anyway, that's what. Unofficial start to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now we're done with that. I've got it out of my system. Let's do the official start. And apparently... Big Pharma's been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, they listened to the last hour's show, and they're freaking out. They're absolutely freaking out about what me and Jonathan E. Moore covered. Is that proper English? Me and Jonathan E.? That sort of rhymes.
Me and Johnny E.?
Me and Johnny E. We could do a song about that.
Bobby McGee. Huh?
Yeah, this kid, as all of these kids are, 90% or more of them, are on some form of psychotropic medication. And, you know, because the new media, it's just like, when the moms and dads out there who are dealing with the disaster of their kids who have been sacrificed inadvertently on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination, and they sacrifice them, they didn't know they were sacrificing them, and then they end up in the autism spectrum or even dead. And the moms and dads out there, the vaxxed bus that went around with Polly Tommy, Del Bigtree, Andrew Wakefield, they've really made a dent. They've reached out, grassroots, one by one by one by one. And I don't know how many millions have been reached. I don't have a definitive number on that, but it's significant, and they're scared. And this is why the pushback to attack these moms, to attack the Wakefields of the world, to attack the doctors who dare to grant exemptions in California. In fact, I just saw a news release from the government of Australia. They're patting themselves on the back because they're going after rogue doctors. Rogue doctors. Now, is a rogue doctor someone who's harming their patient, who's done anything, untoward to their patient? No. In fact, the rogue doctors, according to the Australian government, are the ones that are granting exemptions, that are speaking the truth about vaccination. So you know that we are making a dent. And I'm not taking credit for this. I'm just one small fry in all of these people and the moms and dads out there that have been speaking out about this brutal, what you've gone through. And so you have this hashtag vaccines work, right? You have the trolls, the Twitter trolls, the Facebook trolls that just kind of throw in just argumentative things, never to allow or engage in what we did last hour, or what we do mostly on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which was actually talk about the things that they don't let you talk about in the mainstream regular media. And so we talked about psychotropic drugs, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs of the psychiatric variety. And people know about it. Some people do. A lot of people do. In fact, Peter Bregan, was he my 500th or 1,000th guest, Peter Bregan, psychiatrist? Wrote about the danger of psychiatric drugs. He's a psychiatrist. And many people have written about it. And you know, I think he had estimated what was like 500,000 deaths a year worldwide to these psychotropic drugs from the pharmaceutical establishment. So it was worse than we thought. I mean, it's not just suicidal ideations and homicidal ideations and actual tendencies and manifestations of those thoughts. But it's the death induced by these drugs. So now we have two articles out of The Guardian. One is out of The Guardian. And let's see, the other one's out of Medical Express, I believe it is. Oh, and then there's one out of Reuters that's in the United Kingdom. So we've got two for our UK Health Radio friends. Sorry, Great Britain, I didn't see your women's hockey team. Did you have one? I apologize, I missed them if they were there. But don't be bummed out about it. Don't be upset. And certainly don't take a psychotropic drug, even though I'm about to reveal to you the response to last hour from the pharmaceutical establishment psychiatric variety. Study seeks to end antidepressant debate. Remember, end the debate. The truth is in, the facts are in, there's no more discussion, end the debate. The drugs do work. That's the headline. Secondary headline in The Guardian. It's official. Remember, official stories. Dearly departed Liam Sheff wrote the book. I hope you'll read it if you haven't already. Official stories are there to protect the officials. That includes big pharma, big government, big media. They're lies. But it's official, according to this other meta-analysis, another article on the same meta-analysis. It's official. Antidepressants are not snake oil or a conspiracy. They work. Super Don, somebody, you can't make a headline like that up. Isn't that intriguing to you, even in a little bit, that they would use those two terms, snake oil and conspiracy?
It is, and you know, there's a little thing here that people learn when you're doing any kind of PR, okay? Mm-hmm. That if you go out of your way to make a statement of, I am not this, or I am not that, that actually works against you, because then people are going to then go, you're saying you're not snake oil. Well, maybe you are snake oil. I didn't think about you being snake oil. Why are you defending yourself against being snake oil? You don't ever, offer that or put that out there. You don't say, I'm not this, because then people will go, well, how are you not that then?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a psychology thing. But yes, it got my attention because, you know, up until now, we had science that said that it was, although we didn't use those terms, I hate that term, but... That it was no better than placebo.
We don't tend to use those terms, but what I see here, Super Don, with this guy mm-hmm. in particular, is that they are so obsessed over those terms, conspiracy and snake oil, because they use them all of the time. They don't even have to have their brains in activity.
Cycle. Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's unconscious. Yeah. So what they do is they perceive the world through those lenses of snake oil and conspiracy mm-hmm. as they decry anybody who speaks out against their beloved, in this case, SSRI medications. Okay?
Right.
Anybody who speaks against Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, they're now conspirators, conspiracy theorists. Well, we have been utilizing, as has Dr. Bregan, John Rappaport, all of us that have been writing and speaking about this, the peer-reviewed literature. Oh, yeah, we do. We read it. And we also talk about the adverse events that are reported to our government, and the government actually reveals, I think, that they have to. And it shows that there's a deadly concoction that these psychiatric drugs are. Also, an inconvenient fact, Mark Rice Oxley, who wrote this in The Guardian, an inconvenient fact is that, I don't even remember the fact right now, Super Don. I must have just been overwhelmed by the snake oil and conspiracy.
Well, while you recall that, I want to point something out, that the author of this, and this is an opinion piece, to be fair, but the author of this piece takes antidepressants. So he also had this was a personal thing for him, where he was feeling challenged or threatened.
Right.
Because he takes the antidepressants, and he was feeling like people may be looking at him, kind of sideways, because, you know, the theory has been floated out there for a long time by a lot of people, including us, that antidepressants don't work and that they're actually bad, right?
He wants to do this drug without feeling guilty. He doesn't want shame. He doesn't want doubt. Well, listen, sorry, Budrow. It doesn't work that way. It's your choice to feel guilty about it, but there's reason to believe that doctors that prescribe this to you are failures. And that you, in this case, you know what, I don't want to be mean to the guy. I really don't. But let's just say the doctors have failed. Their admission of guilt and failure is by prescribing these drugs, because this is the inconvenient fact that just escaped me in that moment.
Mm.
And it's the testing. There is no testing. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. And to you, Mark, who doesn't want to feel guilty about taking it, you should know. There is no test. No blood test, no hair analysis, no urine test, no saliva test. There is no biochemical test to determine that you have a deficiency of a psychiatric medication of any kind, and it's true for children who are taken or prescribed Ritalin. There is no science to support their use. Even if you say some people claim to benefit by them, of course, if they're severely depressed and you remove them from Earth, they're not depressed anymore.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Well, I was joking about those Brits listening to us, but then again, you never know. I have a lot of people that follow me on Twitter, at RSL Media, from the United Kingdom. And I think it's because we've got a lot of loyal, lovable, humble listeners in the United Kingdom because of our friends at UK Health Radio. So, Johan and the gang at UK Health Radio, we love you and appreciate you. And, of course, sometimes we make fun of you, but it's because we love. We kid because we love. And I just hope that I can take another trip over there and you'll let me in. I know we do have
We make fun of them? When do we do that?
The Brits? Of course we do. Absolutely. No. I just can't remember when. I'm sure we do. You'll let us know if it's upsetting to you. But they know how to take the piss. That's what it's called, taking the piss.
Whoa.
No, hey. I know. That's what they call it in the United Kingdom. You can say that. Hey. It's not urinating. It wasn't a urinating a joke. Yeah. That's what they say. It's British. British. if I said it with an accent, it wouldn't sound so...
Jeez.
All right. Well, we've got some upcoming events. Briefly, I'll let you know about the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, April 6th and 7th. That's north of Longmont, Colorado. Alive Expo in Atlanta is now confirmed, April 21st, 22nd. Looking forward to seeing all my friends from Atlanta. And Mom will be there, Grandma Mickey. Total Health 2018 back in Toronto with Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf. It's Dr. Daryl Wolf. And we got Del Bigtree. We're going to be hanging out together, as well as, let's see, who else will be? Dr. Tony Jimenez. It's going to be awesome. The U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th through the 12th in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So check it out. Right below that, you'll see in the show notes tonight, Real Immunity, a new film, documentary film I want you to see about homeoprophylaxis. And you can click on it, sign up, free to watch, I believe. If you want to buy the DVD, that is okay, too. That's really, in fact, awesome. Awesome it is.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's do it. Question of the day coming from BJ. BJ. I don't know what that stands for, but Valentine's J. I don't know, BJ. I would like to know, and this BJ, we don't know if it's a male or a female, do we? DJ? Because there's no indication.
No. Letter V. Yeah,
letter V. Could be anything. Could be Victor. Could be Valerie.
VJ. Yeah. You know what a VJ is? Is a video jockey.
Instead of a disc jockey. MTV. Early days of MTV.
They were called VJs. Yeah.
Back in the day. Us old people know that. I'd like to know for a friend who has diabetes, what is the best natural way to get rid of candidates?
Oh, in a political, race? Is that what
you mean? No, apparently candidates or yeast in general. So she is likening political candidates to Candida albicans, apparently. They're just like a yeast infection. And I guess you could argue that's true. So
I'll bet you that was an autocorrect situation right there.
Candidiasis, I think it was supposed to be.
Yes.
Or yeast in general. All right, folks, Candida albicans and many forms of Candida exist within the colon. It's a normal part of our intestinal tract, particularly large intestine, colon. And what happens is it overgrows when the imbalance occurs due to antibiotics or any number of things, food additives, preservatives. We've been over this many times over the years. It can manifest and overgrow after particularly antibiotics because antibiotics leave the gut so imbalanced. We talk about microbiome biodiversity corrupted to the nth degree. And so Candida overgrows its normal welcome place a little bit here and then goes, explodes, and it can be everywhere. Now, this can also be due, again, to a feeding, refined sugar-type diet, refined carbohydrate diet, but also can be the result of a mercury burden in the body. So let's take the mercury out of the equation for the moment and say refined carbs. Let's stop feeding the refined carbs. Let's go on a whole organic, unprocessed kind of diet. Limit the refined carbs to almost none if you can, and you can. And then utilizing the silver aloe protocol that we do here, the silver and the aloe. The aloe carries the silver into the gut, further along the small intestine to the large intestine and colon, where it can neutralize the yeast and give the body a chance to repopulate the healthy bacteria that will keep it in check because there's inflammation associated with yeast overgrowth. And this will take the inflammation out of play. Both the aloe and the silver will do that together. And then you probiotic replenish, pre and probiotic replenish through diet or supplementation, and you begin to refeed that microbiome. And because the balance is restored from a epithelial lining perspective, you can defeat it in about 2 weeks, typically, taking a tablespoon or two of the silver with the aloe 3 times a day on an empty stomach. Now, if you're dealing with more aggressive systemic issues, you may want to go to Dr. King's Aquaflora formula. I've got it linked in the show notes. Not in the show notes. I think it's in the book. Yeah, it's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, in the chapter on gut ecology restoration, gut recovery. So there are other adjuncts, but probiotics are critical, but you have to have the right home, the right terrain. L-glutamine can be used as an amino acid, but the silver aloe protocol is the most rapid way to bring that yeast back down and stop feeding it. There are other things that you can do, but I'm trying to get you the simplest method of going there. If it's a mercury issue, you're always going to have to up your selenium. Depending on how systemic and deep it is, you might have to go as far as something like intravenous chelation with Dr. Rashid Bittar. Okay? Hopefully that's helpful to you. We got a comment of the day on Kratom coming up after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, yeah, I got this T-shirt today. Those of you not watching on YouTube, you can't see it, but I posted some images of it on our Facebook feed. And Super Don, if you want to grab it in there, or we can use it tomorrow in the show notes for tomorrow's notes too. It's just so cool. Like, you know, one of my coolest things I did was when I got to speak at the Cal Jam a few years back. Because it's a rock and roll weekend. You feel like you're on a concert stage and you're going out doing cool stuff, right? But Steve captured that rock and roll spirit in this T-shirt. We'll have to see if we can make it available to
totally.
The audience.
If nothing else, I'm going to make one of those for me outstanding job on that. It really does look like a concert T-shirt. It's awesome.
It's amazing. So, it's just funny. My wife just told me she went to pick up my daughter from the dance studio. Mm-hmm. She's doing a big dance class or dance presentation at this thing called George Fest for George Washington's birthday on Saturday. And I, she says to me, remember little Belle, the little girl Belle, right? And it's like, of course I remember her. She's the one that when I went to pick up my daughter that one time, she looks up at me like I'm like this big TV star. You're on radio, right? Did I tell you that story?
Yes, you did.
She's a precocious little child, but she's so whip smart. You're like, she'll use language. You're like, whoa, you're not old enough to be able to, and not bad language. I'm just saying the way she uses words, it's like beyond her years. And so she says to my wife, you make sure to, I don't know if she said, make sure to tell your husband. Or maybe she said it to my daughter. I'm not sure. You make sure to tell your dad. Happy birthday. Even though it's a day early. I know it's a day early, but you make sure to tell him happy birthday. And I'm like, it's just so cute and adorable. You can't help but smile, you know, when things like that happen. And I feel like that kind of smile that Steve Feld makes me smile, just like out of the blue. Happy birthday. Here's this beautiful little gift out of the blue. So thank you, Steve. I feel like I'm being given a gift by being able to do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, quite honestly. And to have you, Super Don, in my life to help me make this possible and everybody else that helps to spread the word, that to me is the greatest gift anybody can give. The T-shirt's a bonus. The little kids that go, happy birthday, that's a bonus. But, again, thank you all for that. So we'll have a great broadcast tomorrow. Another revolution around the sun begun. So thank you. Got to take a sip of my water.
That was very poetic. Thank you.
Inadvertently poetic. That happens from time to time. All right, the other theme I like to play, because when people got something to say, we want to hear it, so here we go.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Excuse me.
So I think I went off yesterday on the FDA, and I don't think I went off intense enough. I called them an enemy of the people, and the only thing I could elaborate is to say words the FCC would not want me to say on the air, so I won't do that. But I really believe with all of my being that the Fear and Death Administration is an enemy of the people. Now, is this to say that everybody working for the FDA is evil? No, that's just like anything, like when I say something about the Centers for Disease Creation, is everybody at CDC evil? That's not what I'm saying. But the organization as a whole, what it is doing, you can always find a little thing here, a little thing. Oh, look, it saved one life with it. Great. I'm glad. But in the meantime, they kill more people than any other organization. They outpace the Defense Department, the Pentagon, in terms of annual death of our own people in America, much less those foreign countries that look to the FDA. Now, the Fear and Death Administration is going after Kratom. We did a phase 4, 5. Yesterday, Super Don put out a cut of our video version of the show and put it up on Facebook, which is really cool. And the Kratom folks are sharing it. I'm glad of that. So if you're new, if you're part of the American Kratom Association, welcome to the United States of Health Freedom, right? Because in the world, if you will, because there are a lot of people around the world that embrace this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. But they're going after it, and people like Melody are going to be harmed irreparably. Because of them trying to, and succeeding, perhaps, we'll see, in pulling Kratom off the market, as you heard from Jonathan Emord last hour, when it's a voluntary recall. How voluntary is it when they put a gun to your head and say, you don't have to give it to us. But if you do not, you'll be held to pay. And that's basically what a voluntary recall is from FDA. I argued that you should volunteer not to, or do not volunteer to. If everybody did, they'd have nothing they could do about it. Because the states eventually are going to get on this and go, you know what, we're not going to help the FDA. Our people are being helped, like Melody. What does Melody say? She says, life for 8 years before taking Kratom. Taking 11 medications, including prescribed Dilaudid and fentanyl. Bedridden. Using a wheelchair and a walker. Rarely left the house. Couldn't go see my mom after she went to the nursing home for 3 years. Missed out on all activities my kids had at school. I had no relationship with my kids. All right? That's Melody 8 years before taking Kratom. Okay? Now, the FDA would say, well, that's good. Because, my gosh, if you took Kratom, there might be salmonella on it. And we'd never live it down. Right? The bogus claims that they're making right now. So let's go to Melody now that she's been on Kratom for 4 years. What does she say? Her life now, taking zero medications, and my doctor approves of Kratom. I don't have to go further to explain this is why the FDA is going after Kratom. Because what Melody has just said is the biggest frightening thing for the FDA. Because the very industry that they regulate, I mean, or are purchased by, I mean, are captured by, is going down the toilet. And, of course, it's bad for anything downstream from that toilet because of the poisoning it will do to the rest of the environment, even if we stop making drugs right now. But because of what she says there is exactly why they're going after Kratom. I'm going to continue. And we must, people of planet Earth, people of the United States, you must stand against tyranny. Reject their tyranny. Do not volunteer to give up your Kratom. Do not volunteer to give up your CBD. These people are behaving as if they are evil. We could argue they might be, but those that are making these pronouncements and those who are going to steal it from you are behaving as if they are evil. Okay? I'll leave it at that. So she's taking zero medications now, and even her doctor approves of the Kratom. She says, I bike several miles a day through a nature preserve near our home or walk 2 miles a day. I go out to places several times a week for dinner and coffee, etc. I see my mom every other week now. Melody says, I went on a family camping and road trip from Michigan to Wyoming for the solar eclipse, where I even did some rock climbing. I have been able to get to know my kids and establish a relationship. I am so lucky they all go to a local college or I never would have gotten to know them. Because they had grown up and it could have been over. Kratom gave her life back. She was able to go out. She is able to go out and do things that are extraordinary. The FDA would take that from her. Would take that from other people like Melody without any conscience. Because they're all on drugs. They're all on the very drugs that they're promoting to you. Probably the psychotropic ones to deal with the guilt for harming and killing so many. Melody continues, and with the Christmas season, I went to 4 events a week in months of November and December. We are planning a camping road trip from Michigan to Nebraska for a star party, as the skies aren't very light polluted there. It's going to be totally dry camp, no luxuries of any kind. If Kratom is banned, I won't be able to go. Melody, 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 Melody. God bless you. And please do not let Melody suffer the tyranny of the bureaucratic oligarchy and the FDA. This is one of many, perhaps millions of people that would suffer. Same attacks on CBD, cannabis, etc. Attacks on homeopathy. The FDA is not your friend. They're not trying to protect you from dangerous food and drugs. They're protecting the makers of dangerous food additives, drug products, vaccines. They're protecting them from the people that they harm, you and me. Or it used to be me when I took those things as a child through the age of about 19, 20. Melody, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that story. Get you in the heart, get you in the gut to recognize what we are up against here. People with no conscience. I hesitate to call them people, maybe lizard people at this point, because the feelings that they may have are so deeply suppressed to say, you know what, I'm just following orders. That doesn't cut it. Not here. Not now. Not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It shouldn't cut it wherever you are. Whether you go back to the Nuremberg trials and find out that just following orders was not a legitimate excuse. To the Fear of Death Administration officials. From the highest level to the lowest level, if you would be willing to take Kratom from the people like Melody, who have gotten their life back, you're a criminal. You're a criminal in the eyes of God. And not that it matters, but in my eyes, I look at the criminal behavior you're engaging in, and you cannot use the excuse that I was just doing it because I was told to do it. Super Don, help me out here, because I either want to cry or yell and scream at the intensity of what this really means.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, this is just another example. People would say, oh, well, that's anecdotal. What about the salmonella? People are dying. You know, all of the bullet points, right, that they're throwing out there to try and go after this thing.
Lies! Yeah.
You know what? This reminds me a lot of the, and it's, I think we can draw some parallels to the CBD situation where, you know, CBD is a success story. You know, now, can Kratom follow in the footsteps of CBD? I believe so. Yeah. But it's going to take
right on the edge
people,
now.
It's going to take people
pushing back
to do the same thing that they did with CBD. It took a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of hard work. And it's they're not out of the woods yet, but, you know, it's become an accepted thing now, more and more. And Kratom's going to have to, you know, fall into that same category. And, you know, the good news is that there's a lot of people that are behind Kratom. And so it's just, we just got to keep plugging away.
Yeah, pushing back. Folks, do not fear the Fear and Death Administration. Make them fear you. I'm not inciting violence, even though they are inciting violence by going after the things that make Melody healthy, functional, happy, able to pursue happiness. This is a very serious issue. Do not kid yourself. You think ISIS is bad? ISIS has got nothing on the FDA.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm serious about that. Yeah. By the way, there's another crisis that may rival the opioid crisis soon. 67% increase in prescriptions since 1996 to 2013 of benzodiazepines, like Xanax, Valium. They say it's the next big crisis. Thousands of deaths a year occurring to this. And by the way, CBD and Kratom can both help. CBD specifically, we've got more science to support its use on anxiety. And many people have gotten off of the benzos, the anxiolytic drugs. Plus CBDoil.com, PLUSCBDoil.com. If you can't get it locally, go direct. And when you check out, enter the code RSB15. You'll get 15% off. God bless you, Melody. Thank you so much for sharing that story. It means a lot. And it means a lot to all of y'all listening, I know. Let's do it. We'll be right back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I just have to laugh and look at comments. Y'all, you know, I know we got a radio show. We're on radio stations, too. And it's just a lot of fun with the interaction on YouTube, I got to say. You know, Super Don, you kind of goaded me into it also with Captain Morgan. And I remember the first time I did it, I was very self-conscious and awkward. And now I don't give a flip, you know. I'll pick my nose on the air. Who cares, man? But here we are, and I've got the coolest T-shirt in the world, thanks to Steve F. And I don't know what we're talking about next. So, Super D, take it away.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say, though, I love that song that just played even more now. If you have not seen, I think I said this last time it played, if you haven't seen the latest Thor movie,
The immigrant
fight
song?
Scene in the beginning, and they use the Led Zeppelin immigrant song in the fight scene.
Great marriage.
And, it just works so well.
They
together.
Have a knack for picking music. Remember the opening to Guardians of the Galaxy 2 when they played the ELO song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the soundtrack to that movie is great. Yes. Yeah. If you're, especially if you're our age. Yeah. You will appreciate it very much. So, anyway, let's, I thought for this last segment, last few minutes here, let's pull a couple of things out of the YouTube chat room. And if you are listening to this by some other medium, please go to the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube and subscribe. You can watch and interact with all of the awesome people in the chat room. And it's kind of a cool thing to do. So here's a question from Pat, because we've talked about CBD today, and we've talked about kratom today. Mm-hmm. And so Pat threw the question out there. If you had to pick between CBD or kratom, what would you say?
Well, I have more experience with CBD and more grounding in the science of CBD. So for me, that would be it. That's no slight at kratom. I mean, given enough time and research and support for it, I might say kratom equally. I don't know. But I'd just be honest, is it a bias? Maybe. A recency bias? I've investigated it further. So I know more about its impact. I've tried kratom. I don't have a lot of pain, so I don't have a lot of need for it. But CBD, for all of the neurogenic benefits, the protection for the brain, nervous system, that's what I pick. Okay? But I hope the guy tomorrow from the Kratom Association doesn't get mad at me for that.
Well, listen, you know, there are some similarities between the two, but there are a lot of differences, too.
Yes, there are.
So it just really all depends on what you would be taking it for.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they're both good.
I see a question from Steve Feld. Since he did the T-shirt, I want to answer his question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could talk about Voiron, Acylococcinum, the number one selling flu medicine in France, Francais.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Frenchies upset me because they're such wussies when it comes to taking on the FDA. The homeopaths in general are, too. But I will say Acylococcinum from the goose liver. We talked about it with Dr. Frank King a couple of weeks back when we did our Healing Revolution. Dr. King has a multi-strain flu relief formula that has the equivalent of that remedy in it. So don't worry if they run out of Acylo. You can do Dr. King's, and it's in a liquid with no alcohol rather than a sugar pellet. So I would just as soon have you get Dr. King's version of the flu remedy, and you won't have to worry about Acylo by Voiron. Or I think there are companies that do knockoffs of it. But I support American by Dr. King's, okay? And it's used typically at the first sign of flu, right at the beginning phases. People take it all through the flu, and they say it works. I think it's more placebo at that point. Look at me, a homeopath, calling it a placebo.
Ah.
But it's indicated for the first sign when it starts, like Aconitum napellus or Aconite. The first sign, when you get those first the feeling, you're like, ooh, I'm paranoid, I feel, I've got a chill. You take it then, you nail it, you knock it out before it begins. If you've already got a full-blown flu, it's not doing a whole heck of a lot. You can take it if you want, but it's indicated for the first sign, okay? Hopefully that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, MacArthur asked early on, and now, you've said before you have a moringa tree in your backyard, right?
Yes, I'm praying that it recovers because it didn't like the super cold we got. But, yes, I love moringa, yeah. And we have done shows on it years ago. In fact, I'd like to do more on it. I think there's a guy that I've been introduced to that says he's pretty good at moringa stuff, so we might be connecting and doing
more.
He's
encouraging us to do a show, at least maybe a segment or two, mm-hmm. on moringa. I would be interested in that as well because I don't think I was around when you did that.
Yeah, you could... You could live on the stuff. It is that. Nice. I mean, you're in abject poverty, dying of... You could live on moringa, yes.
We will make a plan on doing that, then.
All right.
All right.
Okay, what else we got? I use a French press to make kratom tea. That works great. That's very cute, professional anti-vaxxer. I do something in your general direction. Thank you. All right, folks. We got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time for today. Thank you, Steve Feld. Thank you, Mackenzie on the board. Thank you to Super Don making it sound so good. Thanks to Jonathan Emord. And tomorrow we'll be back, not on YouTube, but a great show nonetheless, heading into the weekend. Celebrate with me tomorrow, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.